Hello, Terrapins. This is Director of Athletics Chris Lavoie with today's Terps for Life podcast. We'd like to welcome back into the studio for day two of our talk and discussion on toughness with head strength and conditioning coach, Coach Zach Houghton. And Coach Z, your job in the Performance Center is really to try to make our athletes bigger, stronger, faster. And, you know, the growth that we have seen, in the volleyball season that we'll see, into the winter with the basketball season, and I guess throughout all of our sports teams, is a great deal of growth. And when we talk about growth, it's really growth happens when you get people outside their comfort zone. So when an athlete comes into you and Coach Terrence and is a beginner and is intimidated by going into the weight room in the Performance Center, how do you develop them into where they are now? And I know you have somewhat of a progression of, year, or just a day one, an athlete comes in and they go through a 3-week training session with you. Can you talk to us a little bit about, your progression with them? How do you get them out of their comfort zone? How much do you truly push to make them, quote unquote, tougher?
So number one, as a coach, it's really important to understand that each individual is going to have their own threshold. Each individual is going to have their own triggers. You're interested in things that I'm not interested in. I'm interested in things that you're not interested in. Some people love the weight room. Some people don't. Some people absolutely despise it. They don't like going in. They don't like spending time in there. And there's the opposite, where people absolutely love it. So the biggest job that you have to have up front is understand that everybody's a little bit different. And everybody's going to have a different threshold. Everybody's going to have a different way they go about doing things. And your job, it's our job as a coach to find out what we can do to get those people, those kids to optimally perform. And for each kid, that's different, right? So, when you're talking to a kid, number one, you got to find out, what they've done, how they've done it, all that kind of stuff. But usually you're going to have to, gain their trust in what you can do as a coach and then maneuver forward to, figure out exactly what path that kid needs to go down. If you're talking strictly X and O's, that comes from a 4-week developmental program that the kids have to go to when they come into the weight room. That's the easy part. That's something that's structured. It's in front of them. They can see it. They can feel it with the paper that they hold, and they can see the other kids going through the same thing that they're going through, which is, like I said, that's the easy part. The hard part is getting those kids to, like I said, optimally perform, but then find out where that threshold is and then find a way to open the door for them to go through it. When that happens, it's awesome. It's an awesome thing to see, but that point happens differently for every single kid. And when you're pushing those kids, sometimes you got to know what buttons to push, how you need to talk to them, and how they need to go about, your interactions, because you can completely, negate a kid's ability to do well if you don't coach them the right way. So like I said, the X's and O's behind that process is easy. You have that set structure, but to find out with each individual kid what they're capable of at the current point and then pushing them into that next one honestly comes from a relationship-based approach versus a program.
Coach, I have firsthand seen the development of our, what used to be called the weight room, into the Performance Center. We've seen new equipment go in there. We've seen you personally paint the walls, put the core principles on the walls, put, the wetsuit and no limbo logos or sayings on the wall. And we've seen just a complete transformation as far as facilities, as far as buy-in from our student athletes, as far as the amount of students are going in there to work out with you. And you have really taken the lead on making our student athletes physically and mentally tougher. So when we think about our core principle of toughness, we look right to you for the development of our student athletes and for the growth in that area. So we thank you for all you have done to make us mentally and physically tougher. Terrapins, make sure you get outside your comfort zone. Go take a visit into the Performance Center with Coach Z and Coach Terrence, where you can become mentally and physically tougher. Go become a better version of yourself today, Terrapins. Go be a Terp today so you can become a Terp for life.